two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time. Now 7:30.
It's 60 degrees.
Still have delays in Tooele County from an earlier crash that's been cleaned up by Mandy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
It's a developing story as messages of support flooding in this morning as the University of Utah football team deals with yet another tragic death.
He just won the Ty Jordan Award. He was wearing Ty Jordan's number. And to die of a gunshot wound is just traumatic for this team.
There's no suspect or person of interest yet in the deadly shooting. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live and begins our team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, there's a memorial growing outside the house in Sugar House where Aaron Lowe was shot and killed. There are messages written here of support and love. Aaron Lowe switched his jersey from number 2 to number 22 for Ty Jordan, who accidentally shot and killed himself less than a year ago. They were high school teammates in Texas and they were friends, so fans are now reliving that grief, losing a second teammate here. The University of Utah urging their community to use the counseling and support resources they have available on campus. Those can be found through the Safe UT app. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Support for Aaron Lowe's family continues to flood in following that shooting. KSL TV's Sam Farnsworth continues our team coverage with a statement from the Utes head football coach.
Kyle Whittingham released a statement saying, quote, "We're devastated to hear about the passing of Aaron Lowe. Our thoughts and prayers are with Aaron's family and friends, along with the other individual who was harmed in this tragic incident. Aaron was a great teammate, friend, brother, and son, and was loved by anyone who crossed paths with him. He will be deeply missed."
U of U Athletic Director Mark Harlan also released a statement saying, in part, "Aaron was a terrific young man, a leader on our football team, and a rock of resiliency and courage."
KSL's top national stories this hour. The first of three victims has been identified in a deadly Amtrak train derailment in Montana. Zach Schneider's wife, Becca, says her husband was killed when the Empire Builder passenger train went off the rails.
The train headed from Chicago to Seattle with more than 150 people on board when it took a deadly turn near the town of Joplin. 8 of the train's 10 cars derailing, several toppling to their sides in this remote area. First responders quickly arriving on the scene while passengers jumped into action to help rescue people trapped in the wreckage.
ABC's Rena Roy says Schneider was a software developer and a debate coach.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to get both moderates and progressives in the Democratic Party to join together to get President Biden's trillion-dollar infrastructure bill passed. But so far, it's been a tough task.
We likely see them whittle that cost down by writing in the bill that those programs aren't guaranteed forever. Basically, they only write a bill for the first 3 years or 4 years. And I heard from a lot of progressives that they would prefer to go that route because they think that once some of those social programs are in place, like universal pre-K, if it's in place for 3 or 4 years, are voters really going to stomach all of a sudden rolling it back?
ABC News White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks reporting.
Mourners packed a funeral home in Long Island, New York over the weekend to say goodbye to Gabby Petito. At the same time, FBI agents returned to the Laundrie home in Florida to collect DNA samples.
The search continues for Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, who's charged with unauthorized use of a debit card and is considered a person of interest in Gabby's disappearance. An attorney for Laundrie's parents confirming FBI agents were at their home Sunday, requesting some personal items belonging to their son to assist with DNA matching. The reward for information that leads to his capture now stands at $30,000.
ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi reporting.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. You might want to spend some time today digging the sweaters and jackets out of those fall storage bins.
Pretty big change coming this week, guys, with a front that arrives tomorrow and late tonight. So the winds are going to pick up late tonight. We'll get those south winds going. And then the cool air marches in tomorrow with the showers and storms in the afternoon. And then a big drop in temperature. So we're going to feel it. It's back to some fall stuff by the middle of the week.
Grant says our highs are going to drop by about 10 degrees on Wednesday and then another 15 degrees or so on Thursday.
It's hard to see lane markers on the freeway at sunrise or sunset when the sun is at a low angle over the road. You've noticed that. But KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas says the Utah Department of Transportation is trying to make that a little easier.
UDOT is installing contrast striping along I-15 in northern Utah County from Lehigh through Point of the Mountain. KSL.com reports the white lines on top of black lines are easier to see in bad weather or when the sun's at a low angle. The new striping is already in place from 90th South to Bangerter Highway in Salt Lake County. The project will require overnight lane closures during October. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.